This book called Being Catholic Now, written by Carrie Kennedy, who's the daughter of Robert and Ethel Kennedy, has made the bestseller list. And it's really a set of essays by 37 Catholics, men and women, mostly drawn from the left side of the spectrum. Not exclusively, but mostly from the left side of the spectrum. And there's also an introductory article by Carrie Kennedy herself. And I read the book with some interest, but there were a couple things that really struck me. The first one is a divorce between the faith and the institutional church. In fact, Kennedy tells this very memorable story about her mother, who was a very devout Catholic. And I give her full marks for that. Ethel Kennedy still is a very devout Catholic. But she said that when they were little kids, her mother would take all the children to church. And if she didn't like the sermon of the priest, it was either too long-winded, or he wasn't kind of politically where Ethel Kennedy was, she would sometimes just get up and lead her whole brood of children out of church. And Carrie Kennedy's remark is, that taught me to distinguish between the faith and the institution. Well, the minute I read that, I thought, no, that won't work for Catholics. See, what I saw in that was what I call the Donatism of the left. Back in the 4th century, St. Augustine fights the Donatist heresy. It said, only those priests who are ethically upright, who have lived their lives purely, can administer the sacraments effectively. St. Augustine battled that, because he said, no, it's not the personal piety and moral excellence of the priest that matters so much. It's the priest as priest is the conduit of the grace of God. When I say the Donatism of the left, I mean, unless my priest is right with me on all the political issues, unless my priest agrees with me, then I'm going to get up and leave the church. Well, come on. I mean, even a priest with whom I disagree on political matters, a priest maybe whom I even consider to be a bad moral person, I'm not going to leave the Mass, because that priest is still the conduit of grace. That sort of Donatism is problematic. I know what she means. She means, if you look at the institutional church, you can sometimes find people who say and do bad things. Sometimes priests and bishops will say stupid things politically, even theologically. They can sometimes do bad things. I mean, look at the sex abuse scandal. Certainly there were priests who did very bad things. There were bishops that did very bad things. That's true. But you can't, as a Catholic, distinguish between the faith and the institution as though they're simply alien realities. The priests and bishops, we recognize, are the privileged means by which the teaching of the church comes to us, even when it comes through bad priests and bad bishops. In the Creed, we believe in one God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, but then we also believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. The church is not simply a human institution. The church is an ingredient in our faith. The second thing that bugged me, both in Carrie Kennedy's essay and a lot of the other essays, is a tendency to reduce Catholicism to social justice. Almost everybody in the book is passionate about social justice. They learn social justice from the Catholic Church. They learn this great concern, to fight racism, to fight for greater equality, for social equity. Nothing in the world is wrong with that. They were correct to pick all that up from Catholic social teaching. Here's the problem, though. You can't simply reduce Catholicism to social justice. You can't simply reduce it to care for the poor. Judging from many of the essays, you could say, well, a good secular humanist could affirm all of that. A good Buddhist or Hindu or Jew or atheist who has a great passion for social justice would be Catholic on this reading. But I want to argue the great Catholic passion for the poor, for social justice, for equality, comes precisely from our great doctrine and from the liturgy and from the spiritual tradition of the church. The great advocates of this in the 20th century, I mean Dorothy Day, Peter Morin, the co-founders of the Catholic worker movement, I mean Thomas Merton, I mean Reynold Hillenbrand, these great figures never divorced the two. They knew in their bones that it was Catholic doctrine and liturgy that fed their passion for social justice. I think one of the sort of the pathos of liberal Catholicism is a tendency to drive a wedge between the two. The two belong together, and I miss that in many of the essays in this book.